Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's guests are, from the podcast, Off Book, Zach Reno, and Jess McKenna.
Grammy's nominees for Best Rock Album makes me laugh.
Oh my god. Yeah, the rock category. They don't even televise it anymore.
What? How's that possible?
They don't televise alternative either. Like, all the rock categories are just gone. Like,
it's just guitar music.
It's just pop? Or
it's all pop.
Hip-hop.
A little bit of rap.
And then, like...
Country.
Yeah.
I say you guys know one of them and maybe two. And three of them you just never heard of.
For what?
Best rock album. You ever heard of Ammo?
No.
No.
Best rock album. Jessica, you missed out on Bring Me the Horizon.
Oh.
Do you know? Oh, excuse me. Bring Me the Horizon's the band. The name of the album is Ammo. So do you know Bring Me the Horizon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big BTMH head.
Oh, my gosh. Love them.
Love Bring Me the Horizon.
I'm so mad at them that the name of the band is so much longer than the name of the album. I hate that.
You have to pick. You can have a long album name.
Bring Me the Horizon Ammo. Yeah, I guess you're right. They can't have big long titles.
Although the best contemporary Christian music album, I don't know which is the name of the album and which is the name of the band. Burn the Ships or For King and Country. Truly is a full toss-up. I could not tell you.
Burn the Ships?
I'm gonna guess
it's Burn the Ships.
I think Burn the Ships is the album. I think For King and Country sounds like the name of the Christian contemporary band.
Oh, I flip on that opinion. But do you know that to be true?
The way it's written, well, let me see.
Yeah, the way it's written... For me, throws it off, but I guess for
yeah, it's for King and Country because they also won the best performance song for a song called "God Only Knows," in which is a collab between them and Dolly Parton.
You know what? I bet I like it.
Yeah.
I bet I really do.
Yeah.
And I bet if I listen to all the songs and all the Grammys, it'll be one of my favorite songs.
All right. I mean,
I'm a sucker for her. A good Christian, if there's some good harmonies.
Oh, yeah, no, fully agree. The music
and really highly produced in a cheesy way. And now you're telling me Dolly's joining in?
What's not to like?
What's not to like?
No, I'm with you.
So we got to hear that too. Maybe she's just open with that.
What was that one called?
That one is called God Only Knows.
By who? Not the Beach Boys.
No, by For King and Country and Dolly Parton. And if it is a cover of the Beach Boys song, I'm going to laugh.
God only knows what you'd be without him.
God only
him.
Knows everything.
You know what? It probably is.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to be mad if that's what it is. And I'm going to stop believing in Jesus Christ.
Ooh.
I just started 2 weeks ago, too. And I've been wishy-washy, and this is going to get me back off board.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're watching the video, listeners. Some handsome Christian men on a bridge. Doing a slow push.
Oh, no.
To a bedroom. Sad woman on the edge of a bed.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up.
I can't imagine how Dolly's gonna fit into the song, can you?
I'm waiting.
I can't wait.
This gritty bridge video.
Is it possible that she's a writer on it and not in it?
What? God only knows what you've been. Another handsome man, listeners, in case you think there's just one. This looks like a young Matt Besser, circa 92. What's the message here,
Jessica?
That she's sad, but she has a lot of makeup, and we don't know she's sad.
Yeah, I think she's putting on a mask for the world, but she can trust that God knows.
Oh, where'd you get that from?
Yeah, she doesn't seem.
Where'd the God aspect come from?
Well, we know he's in there somewhere.
I haven't heard it yet, though. Have you?
God only knows what you've been through. Bonnie, somebody knows you.
She does not seem to be taking comfort in the fact that God knows.
They're trying to reach her.
Oh, she's
well, get off that bridge.
God knows, but she's like,
get off that bridge at night.
She's like, does anybody know? And they're like, God knows.
Uh-oh.
Now she's doing the cool spin move. There's a cool spin move, listeners.
Where they melt through the ground and then they flip back up and there's someone else.
This isn't Christian enough for me.
Where is Dolly?
Dolly's not in this song.
Oh, there's Dolly's a kind of love that God only knows. That's the messaging. There's a camera shot that's making that's just like intentional jump cuts. Okay, uh-oh.
Is she gonna jump off this bridge?
Okay,
no,
that's why
bridge.
We're on the bridge.
She's got a note too. Oh yeah,
no.
She's fully
gonna
suicidal.
Fly away.
Where is Dolly?
That note's gonna fly away.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be on her.
Well, maybe she'll put it on the bridge.
Oh, she did put it on the bridge. That's a dumb move.
That's not how you leave a suicide note.
This is also they got. Oh no!
Oh, whoa! That was a weird way to jump.
Oh no!
That was sideways, right?
Oh, she came back. Oh, we're going in rewind.
Who's that?
Someone's coming to help her. That's
okay.
Nice.
Is that God?
Well,
God, a teenage girl.
Had a friend prevented suicide by reaching out.
Oh,
so the listener knows, some woman in a jean jacket came up and hugged her. Now it's okay.
Except now they're both back on the bridge. Okay.
Are they both going to jump?
No.
Now it's just looking at the view. Yeah, there's that note.
Ripping it up.
Now she's going to litter.
And the band's here now. The band's also on the bridge.
Wait. Oh, date one of those Christian boys.
Where is Dolly?
There's a lot of people on the bridge.
Okay. Okay.
Now they're all walking away together.
That'd be funny if just out of the side one person did jump.
Just Dolly pops into
Jewish
the end.
That jump was shocking to me.
It was scary.
I really didn't think we were going to see that. And we never saw Dolly Parton.
That was such a bait and switch with the Dolly.
I came
to the video
for
house. I drove 30 miles. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, box office.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, can you roll? I can barely hear you. I can't. I don't know what this glass is protecting you from besides sound, because I can't hear you.
I'm afraid of what you're... how can I help you?
Okay. My wife and I are huge Dolly Parton fans from way back.
Oh, sure.
And we saw the ad in the newspaper for the release of the music video playing at the video house.
Yeah,
and we drove there. We don't live in this city. We live outside
of
town.
We don't live here, sir.
No, we're having a big screening. You guys been to Dollywood?
Yeah,
of course we have.
We love her.
What's it like?
Have we been this year? Would be a better question.
I've never been.
Well, okay. If we weren't filing a complaint with you, I would say get in your car and go right now.
Oh, okay.
Because you shouldn't live another day without going to Dollywood.
This is not a good
time of year
to go to Dollywood.
It's not.
This is actually the worst. They have you can look it up on the internet. There's some
Christmas themed right now. They'd like change all the.
Look, you're getting us off topic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know we want to talk to you about Dollywood. You know that.
Yeah, I'm trying to deflect.
Okay.
What did it say, honey? It said, what was the name of the band? The other?
For King and Country.
With?
With Dolly Parton. And we came here and we watched a 4-minute video.
I've never heard of.
We don't know.
For whoever countries.
We don't know them.
Off their album, Burn the Ships?
We don't know them.
Oh, I do not know that.
They're huge.
I'm not into that kind of aggressive Christianity. I'm into more of a soft.
Casual Christianity.
Yeah. Let's just deconstruct
the
ships with hammers.
Yes. I don't want to burn them.
We don't need to burn them. Sure.
You know we want to talk about ship deconstruction, and you are getting us off topic again.
I'm terribly sorry.
My husband and I love Dolly Parton and old world ships.
Have you seen the big at the local Natural History Museum where they have that Titanic that they reconstructed? constructed it in a bottle.
Yes.
That bottle. That's my question is, where'd they get the bottle that big?
They had to make it.
They had to make it. It was a custom bottle.
No, I read an article about No!
See, this doesn't even interest me. I don't even know what you thought that would interest me.
Well, it interests me because remember I sent you that article about glass and how we are going to run out of the proper sand to make glass. You wouldn't read the article about sand. That is true.
You would think there's so much sand, but there isn't.
No, it's funny. What's the finite, like helium, also a finite resource?
Listen, they promised us, Dolly, we get in there. We're like, should we drive 30 miles just to watch
a four-minute video?
A four-minute
that might feature Dolly in a third of it. And we said, yes
of course, because we love Dolly.
Because we love her.
Would you believe me if I told you that Dolly Parton is in the video?
How?
She's the bridge.
No.
What?
No.
You think we're idiots just because we don't live in the big city?
Would you believe me?
No.
This is why you're behind glass, because I want to punch you in the nose right now.
It would be the second
first. Sorry, honey.
We got the glass after I got punched real bad.
Well, maybe you should just take people's complaints instead of deflecting them with interesting thoughts about ships.
I have a personal stake in this company's reputation. I can't take another bad Yelp review because the theater will get shut down and I'll lose my job.
Why do you lure people in? Aren't there a lot of angry when you see a song and it says featuring or there's a parenthesis, you assume at some point in the song you're going to hear that person.
Listen, let me make
at this. Least see. We could at least see. She didn't have to sing. She could have been on the bridge and just waved.
Waved. I would have taken a wave.
I can give you a full refund or I can make it up to you. If you would like to see the film that we have showing right now. Well, not film, because we only show music videos.
Yes.
It is a video house.
If you would like to see the music video of Billie Eilish's Bad Guy and Dolly Parton.
She is not in that.
Is
this true?
What is your long game plan here? We're going to come out in another 4 minutes, even more enraged.
I just want you to be happy. I just want you to have a good experience.
We're not gonna if we go and watch Billie Eilish Bad Guy and there's no Dolly.
It's not the normal music video. It's the Saturday Night Live version of it. And Dolly Parton plays spinning room. She plays a room that turns upside down.
Well, she is very versatile. What do you think?
Let's talk about Ancestry.com.
Ancestry.com told me
that you are
90% Eastern European Jewish, which I guess
checks out.
Checks out. My dad is like 50-50 Italian. My mom is like 90% Eastern European Jewish. And I guess that DNA just destroyed the Italian DNA when it came down my way. But it's not super because the Jewish people moved around so much, they're really hard to track. And they don't have I know it's a bunch of countries in like it's Russia and Eastern Europe and like all these places over here, but can't tell more specifically than that. Whereas my wife, it's like, it's this town in Ireland. It's this like 10 square miles. That's where you're from.
Hello?
Hi, Sylvia. I just wanted to tell you that we're going to move. We ended up our family. We're going to move.
Okay.
Yeah. Just wanted to say goodbye. We're,
again?
Yeah, we're going to move on the other side of your house. We bought the house on the other side of your house. So we've been living on the right side of your house for what now?
I thought let's see, what was it? It was when I started doing my hair short. So I think it was like 6.5 years ago.
Oh my gosh. A great. Honey, the right side of your face is beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. Well,
every time you come out and get the newspaper every morning, I look out, the dishes, I see the right side of your face, and I'm going to miss it.
Hey, neighbors, how's it going?
Oh,
how
good.
You doing?
How you
doing?
Good. Oh, you moving again?
We are. Oh, it's not going to be the same. No, where are you going?
We're moving two houses to the left.
Oh.
Facing
which direction?
No, we're moving into you're moving out. We're moving in.
Here, let me stand where you're standing so I understand what you mean.
Is this disconcerting to you, a Gentile, that we Jews move around so much?
I don't know. I think it's fun. I mean, I've lived in this house for, 34 years.
Sure.
My mother lived in this house.
Don't you ever think you want to move around?
I don't think I could.
I've always thought you should move across the street.
You gotta move when you can move.
the other side of your face, but also a new side of you.
Listen, Bubba, if you move around just a little bit, it gives you a whole new perspective of life.
But what about my perspective, which is that I stay constant and you all move around me?
Well, sure. I guess if everyone else is moving around you, then you get a new perspective.
You know, the earth is moving all the time and we don't feel it.
Well, you're our sun is what you're saying.
No, I'm not your sun. Come on. I'm not trying to say, well, I guess I am your sun. I'm your sun.
Always been like a sun to me.
Come on. Come on.
Honey. You're a little younger, so I can say this. Life is about life experience.
That's good advice.
And I've lived in 8 different houses on this block. And each house has taught me something. I've met new people, seen a different side of their face. You know what? And you think it's just the front of the house. You learn things about people's backyard. That you think you know, you're like, I used to live on the left side of that house and look into the backyard, but then you live on the right side of the house. It's a whole different perspective of the backyard.
Perfect example.
I love that.
One yard, half of it was crabgrass, and it was the front half of my yard, so it's right outside my Florida room. You know what I mean? It's right there. I'm sitting on the porch, crabgrass.
I used to own that house.
Yes. It was beautiful. Beautiful home.
Yes.
Did you redo the central AC, or was that someone before you?
That was before me. I replaced the water heater,
God bless you. I took out the stained glass. I'm telling you,
the tankless
water heater changed my life. My family no longer fights over the showers. It's been a real God. You're a real man for that. Thank you. It does also heat the floors.
Wow. Well, you know, I love.
Would you even have that life experience?
No, but you know, I have. I love what you're saying, and I have a different life experience where, you know, every year I go on a big trip. You know, I've been to 17 countries.
So dangerous. Oh, disease.
Can't travel. Never travel.
Disease. Food. Indigestion.
Did you get on a plane?
Oh, yeah.
Viruses,
never get on a
coughing.
Plane.
Oh, no, but that's, and you get to see people from whole different cultures, not just different sides of my face.
Honey, there's different cultures on, there's all sorts of different types of Jews.
On this
block.
Ashkenazi Jews. There's Sephardic Jews.
There's a Mexican Jew. Very rare.
Orthodox Jews. There's Spanish Jews. There's Jews for Jesus, which I don't count those. I don't count them, but they are there.
I went over to their house and I never saw Dolly Parton, so I've never been back.
They do have that big sign that says Jews, my house featuring Dolly Parton.
And she's never there.
She's never there.
I've fallen for it more times than I care to admit.
Well, the heart wants what the heart wants, and you get blinded from the truth.
I just want to say, I love you guys. You're great neighbors, but I get my life experience.
We cut to that. Three totally different people, two people going up to the house that has the Dolly Parton sign. Can you believe it?
I mean,
should we? Are we just supposed to knock?
Yeah, let's just knock. Let's just see.
Okay, you do it.
Hello.
Why? Oh, hi. You can get rid of the glass door.
Hi. We saw the big sign about Dolly Parton. We're huge fans. Just drive. We're tourists.
Oh, yeah. She's here.
Okay. Can we see her? That's amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I thought she lived like an old. When I saw it on the map, I thought it was going to be like that log cabin she sings about, I assumed.
Nope.
But this is definitely not a log cabin.
She is here. She's in the bathroom.
Okay.
Oh, she's actually here?
Yeah. She lives here.
I thought this was like her childhood home.
Or just a place
here?
She visited.
No, that'd be, no, I could have said that. No, she's here.
Oh.
She's here right now.
Well, can we meet her when she gets out of the bathroom? Do you want to get rid of this glass door separating us?
No, you can. Of course you can meet her.
I'm sorry, sir. You know you have a large sign that says Dolly Parton here.
Mm-hmm, let's just go. This seems weird.
No, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Please stay and be friends.
What?
Please stay and be friends. Please stay and be friends.
You want to make...
Okay, this is the Jew for Jesus.
This part is this. Okay, so you
are you a Christian or a Jew? I was always... What are you?
So I'm a Jew. But I don't believe in one of the fundamental parts of Judaism.
Which
some would say, I am a Christian.
Oh, well, are those people us?
Those people are most Jews.
Okay, so you put out this sign that says Dolly Parton here.
She's here. You want me to get her?
Is she out of the bathroom yet?
Is it to try to convert other Jews to be Jews for Jesus?
We cut to Dolly Parton, who is actually in the bathroom, and she's just taking this big, long shit.
Holly. You okay in there?
Oh, yeah, sweetheart. I'm just going to... Actually, I voice memoed that because that actually sounds like it could be a good... That gave me an idea for a song.
Yeah. About, you're so creative.
Well, you know, every...
Meanwhile, side. Are you just pretending to talk to her and she's not in there?
No, she's there.
Okay. I get it. This is the way you lure people in. It's like that video that won the Grammys. Okay.
All right. Bye.
See you later.
See you later. Did it work this time, sweetheart? Did you make new friends?
No, she's wiping her ass as she comes out of the bathroom.
Everyone comes to the door to meet you. By the way, thank you for taking up a residency in my home so I can meet new friends.
Sure.
Everyone also thinks I'm trying to convert them, and I'm fully not. I'm just trying to make friends.
Well, sweetheart, I think you should put those pamphlets further away from the front door. You should not stand behind the glass.
I don't have room for them in the house.
And maybe
I have to put them outside in a big sort of pamphlet display.
Well, that really rubs people the wrong way.
And what am I supposed to do? Not have a sign that says "A Jew for Jesus Lives Here" featuring Dolly Parton?
Let's talk some more about that.
That's such a bold choice, Jew for Jesus. It's like people being antagonistic.
It's further compounded by, I feel like, I don't know too many of them. Sometimes they are people who are Jews and I believe there is one in my family, and I'm not sure this is how they identify, who then married someone outside of the Jewish faith, and that was sort of like what their brain had to do to cross that bridge, I guess. But I feel like when I see them mostly, it's in parking lots with big trucks that have real problematic shit written all over the side of them.
Yeah.
There's one that used to park across the street from UCB Sunset, and it was like a truck.
Wow,
it was like an unmarked white van, except that it was very much marked with a bunch of things that said like "Jew for Jesus," and then like a bunch of other
scripture
and like "you're going to hell" and anti-gay stuff. It was real, real bad.
Weird.
It was bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, bad.
I can't pretend to know anything about Jews for Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
I don't know enough.
I've never dived in.
But I didn't meet Dolly Parton at UCB Sunset.
Whoa.
Oh, that's right.
And
tell us about that.
She was amazing.
Of course.
She really really lit up the whole dang room.
What was she doing at UCB Sunset?
David Phillips wrote Punch Up for her banter, and she came to see a show to support him.
Hell yeah.
And she was like, I was just the other half of the show. Like, sure. my sketch team was doing like the other half, and she came back to the green room, and we like all got to take photos with her, and like people were crying because she was like, it was so exciting to be near her.
Oh, hi everybody.
Oh.
Such a lovely show.
No!
I was just laughing.
You laughed? You know!
I haven't laughed so hard since me and my pappy would sit out on our front porch.
She's telling a folksy story.
Jokes. She's all night long. Play on the banjo.
No! A folksy story that you told us because of our show, and you're here and we're breathing the same air as you?
What are we even supposed to do? My brain is shutting down.
Can I sit next to you?
Oh, your brain's shutting down. That reminds me of my mama when she had Parkinson's.
Oh no, she's so vulnerable but brave.
In those last years, she had no control over her body. She would poo herself like I do these days.
Look at how she could tell that story, and it would make me sad and also a little grossed out, but when she says it's so
super inspiring, and also she's pulling out several instruments, all of which she plays.
No! I can't. Thank you for being here, but I can't.
I have this trunk of instruments if y'all just want to jam with me and have a little hoot nanny back here.
Right here with you on instruments?
After we did this sketch about Seymour, the zebra who eats more seaweed? I can't rectify these two disparate situations.
We don't. We did a sketch where three of us play a zebra, and the only game is that he needs seaweed, and you can play all these instruments.
What were we doing with our life? We just did a sketch where literally we stood on each other's shoulders, and we were a ghost that wanted to eat more seaweed.
Yeah, every sketch had a runner about seaweed.
All right, I didn't want to have to do this, but since you brought up the seaweed runner, and this is a green room, I do have some notes.
No, yes!
No, you're too kind, but also, yes!
I would love to hear your comedic insights about those
then
two.
Then stop runners. Talking.
She's so powerful.
I felt there's something called, in country music and comedy, the rule of three. You must have done that runner. The third time, I was happy. It was halfway through the show, and I was happy, and I was surprised. I said, they should do this runner, you know, three times and pace it through the show, but it was halfway done. I'm like, well, I hope they're done with this runner because you've done it three times. Then you brought it back a fourth time, and I looked at my, can you please not, what's your name? What's your name? You played it a little broad on stage, I thought, tonight.
My name is...
We call that showboating at the Grand Ole Opry, and you don't get asked back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I wanted to say specific.
You showboat at the Grand Ole Opry. Guy Clark and Buck Owens will take you out and back and show you how to show off.
You have a folksy story about that? I'd love to hear it.
Then you brought the runner back a fifth time. And a sixth time. Well, you tell me what was happening out there.
You so much, but I guess we all thought six was divisible by three.
In the factor of three?
So that maybe, like, if it was like a root three, like, oh my gosh, if we had stopped at four, that would have been so maddening.
That would be so
maddening. But we did it more times, and we reached a second set of three, so we kind of thought it was okay. Oh, thank you! Thank you. I needed that. You're right.
I haven't done that since I slapped Tammy Wynette.
Well, please tell us why.
Please tell the story of the time that Dolly Parton slapped Tammy Wynette.
Let's talk some more about that.
We should have a house guitar here. You probably do, don't you? Or do you always just bring yours from home?
I bring mine from home.
Oh, I gave you those, Brett. I know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Can you actually play them?
Yeah, he did.
Can you tune them?
He did play on the dog guitar the other day.
It's got it. That's hilarious.
Amazing.
Kind of a tune.
Yeah.
Take me off. Here, take the real song off and you can do the chords.
The song completely gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know the chords now?
Yeah.
Take me home. A rolled sweatshirt makes the window soft. Don't wake me up if I fall asleep. Roll, bus, roll, take me up. That's hilarious. I never knew it was actually on key.
That's the last note.
Nice. You guys should be into folk punk, you two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where to start? Yeah. Where we go?
This guy.
Okay.
Jeffrey Lewis and the Junkyard.
Yeah, keep that song going. That's a fun song,
I think,
right?
The Junkyard is a fun but slightly...
Go ahead.
I just think it's funny.
Careful.
To be like, no.
Go ahead.
It's a great name, but it's like...
Hey, go ahead.
Okay.
Careful.
Should I?
Okay. I can say go ahead and be careful. That's like he's walking a tightrope. I want him to try to walk on the tightrope, but don't fall off.
Go ahead.
What if the name of my band is Zachary
Careful.
Now? And the garbage cans.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, say it again.
Zacharino and the garbage. It almost feels like it's me and you should. Who are my band?
But, oh, you think it's always that way every time it's and?
Oh, no, just because it's Junkyard.
Because it's specifically the Junkyard. I don't I don't think they're.
You think they? He named him, and they were like, "Oh man, don't call us. Let's just do that." you're calling us what?
Yeah, my name's Jeffrey Lewis, and you guys are garbage. So it's gonna be Jeffrey Lewis and the Junkyard.
Wait, Jeff, you called in this band meeting, and you said it's a band meeting. Garbage. We're gonna pick the name.
Yeah, I picked it. Jeffrey Lewis and the balls of trash.
No, I'm not a ball of trash.
Then you can be the Junkyard, Davis.
I don't.
How about the Junkyard?
How about we don't play with you? You're being such an asshole, Jeffrey.
How about we walk away?
Oh, right after we made our blood pact to play with each other forever?
I don't even care.
You're walking back on the blood pact,
yeah,
Clark?
Yeah, I'll walk back on that blood pact in 2 seconds.
Hey, man, if it was just going to be the Jeffrey Lewis band, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't even need to be in the anything.
Yeah.
But when you come out the gate yelling at your garbage.
I'm sorry. This is not about you.
Can we just start this over, this whole,
Think of a band.
You're the man, man. You're Jeffrey Lewis. Yeah, you write the lyrics. You're the guy in front. No. I get it.
I don't want it to be that dynamic. I want this to be a team thing. I'm sorry. Okay. I've been having a hard day, and I was taking it out on you. It's not your fault. I went to Subway. I always want it to be better than it is. It's always garbage.
Jeffrey,
it always makes me mad.
We've told you like so many times, man.
Don't go to Subway.
Don't go to Subway. Even making a sandwich in your own home is probably going to be better.
How about Jeffrey Lewis and the sandwich?
Yeah.
I got all the ingredients.
Yeah, I would, because it's like, oh yeah, that's fun. You love sandwiches, so then it's kind of a compliment to us, and we're sandwiching you
People
in.
People love
yeah.
sandwiches.
Except the sandwich
it's
is
fun.
From Subway, and it's got garbage on it. So why don't we call it Jeffrey Lewis and the Garbage Junkyard Sandwich? No, I'm so sorry.
That's not about us, dude.
How about like the Junkyard Dogs?
Yeah, that's
kind of
fun.
Tough and sounds
tough,
cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like Stagger Lee.
I hate dogs, though.
Jeff, why don't we just be called the Jeffrey Lewis Band, man?
Yeah.
No, I want
this. Clark, we're okay with that.
Yeah, no. Bruce Band.
You're the guy
Clark,
out front.
Davis, no. I want you to have agency. So like if you guys want to be called, if you guys want dogs in the name, we can put dogs in the name.
Okay.
I don't love it, but I'll do it. Because
I was trying to find a compromise with Junkyard, but.
Yeah. Like
Jeffrey Lewis.
Okay.
And the Junkyard Dogs.
Great.
Who
Let's
are
do it.
Who are garbage?
No.
Because I don't like dogs.
That's just too long.
So what
long.
If it said dogs are...
That's
you know
just
what?
Too long.
Jeffrey Lewis, you don't even have to acknowledge this at all.
Yeah.
It's just like a lot of people go out. It's like
a lot of
Connor Oberst and he has a backing
band.
It's like,
I hate that because I go out and I'm thinking I'm going to a solo act. All of a sudden, not one, but four men walk out onto that stage.
Let's cut to that happening at a concert. All right, there he is, the man we came to see. There he is, honey.
Oh, perfect.
Whoa, whoa.
Who the fuck are these
what
guys?
Are these, what is going on up there?
Boom!
Let him be alone.
All right, Jeff, you are totally right. We cannot just be called
they
Jeffrey
hate it.
Lewis.
They hate it when you do that.
Okay.
I've never been called an interloper.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm confused because you've heard the album. You know that it's not just a guitar.
Well,
there are other
instruments. Everyone assumes that it's me doing it over and over and over again, but like looping it. And I don't want that because I want you to
You don't
want to
be a live looper.
No, not a live looper.
You're no Andrew Bird, but I'm
just cool with the first thing he said. Just Junkyard.
Trash boys.
Just
what was
no.
It?
I was gonna quit Junkyard. It just
yeah,
like
it's
can we
fine.
Cut all the judgment?
Yeah, yeah. If it's just the Junkyard and you don't say like I want to introduce you to the members of the Junkyard who are trash, like I think that's fine. Me.
It doesn't seem like you're joking either. Like
yeah,
well,
we're
I'm
all
not
joshing
I'm
around
not trying
up
to be,
here.
I'm just trying to be thematic. If the band is the Junkyard, right? Like let's go a little deeper. What part of the Junkyard are you? Maybe you're an old gross tire. Maybe what? You're like a car that does not work and the seats have like a raccoon peed on them a lot. And I just feel like if we're letting people in to what the band...
Why can't we be like the cool hardcore brothers who run the Junkyard and wear cool jumpsuits?
Because then the band name
the
would
junkyard
be
Junkyard Brothers.
That would
that
be
would
the
be
Junkyard
great,
Brothers.
Cool
yeah,
name.
Very cool.
Okay, maybe the whole band brothers. Is called the Junkyard Brothers. Take my name out of it. We're just the Junkyard Brothers. Which
okay.
brother do you want to be?
How about myself?
Tire. How
no,
about...
No, we're not. We're just men. We're not anthropomorphized.
We're not anthropomorphic.
Everyone's... Okay. Okay. Okay.
Hey, man, are you okay? You're like a singer-songwriter, this whole us dressing
I cannot
like.
Stress enough how bad this sandwich was.
Did you go again today?
What?
Did you go?
Every month, a different sub is $5 for a foot long.
You never liked
the
them,
The Italian
Jeffrey.
BMT has more kinds of meat, and
we
I figure surely
cut to
one
a
of
month
them.
Later as he goes back to the very same Subway, and the people who work there... are just on edge every time he walks in because he's never. Oh, here he is.
Just,
okay, I'm just going to pretend like I don't see him.
I need the two of you.
I'm in a bad mood. Can you just, can you take him?
Yeah, okay. Can I thought maybe we could both freeze like use a T-Rex, but okay.
Yeah. He's eventually going to make us.
Yeah, you're right. It was stupid. Hey, good afternoon. Are you sure you want to be here?
No, I'm not, but I'm here.
Okay.
And I drove. And it's 20 minutes out of my way.
Why did you do that?
This chain has so many branches. There must. It would be unfathomable if nothing here was good.
Why do you come to our chain?
Because
I always come back.
You hate us. Yes, I do. But I'm going to find
you. Leave us alone. We can't make you happy.
You've been in business here for 10 years. People eat here and they enjoy it.
You're the only one who complains.
And I don't understand. Right.
Everyone else lives in the neighborhood.
So they know what it is. They say, hey, I'm in a hurry. I'm going to have a fine sandwich.
I'm not in a hurry. I drove 20 minutes out of my way to get here.
Well, you're messing with your level of expectation. You know what you should take, sir? Get a bag of baked Lays and an iced tea and never come back.
Okay.
Get a baked Lay bag and an iced tea and never come back.
Is that what people do here?
No. They get sandwiches with a reasonable level of expectation and they're mildly satisfied.
Danielle, I'm going to need a sandwich.
Oh my God, okay, fine.
And I'm going to need a sandwich that is going God to satisfy it. Me on a physical level.
Dude, just get something simple out that we can't fuck up for
okay,
you. Like
okay,
tuna
yes,
fish. Just tuna
yes.
fish, right? Just three scoops of tuna fish. Okay. And then we can all walk away.
What kind of bread do you have?
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I hate every time that there's forking variables. Okay.
What's this weird, wheat? What's this weird wheat tortilla flatbread? Is that good?
No.
I want that one.
No.
I want tuna on the wheat tortilla
That's
flatbread.
That's just not the choice of tuna.
Can I please just give it on?
Do I pick sauces now?
No.
Sauces.
I want the buffalo sauce.
No, come on, man.
And the Caesar sauce. And.
Let's talk some more about that.
My order at the sandwich shoppies, I get a Thank hummus sandwich, if you can believe it.
Oh, nice.
Would you ever expect that of Matty B?
Matty B getting the hummus spread.
You guys would call me a pastrami guy. But I get...
Not a hummus boy. Matty B hummus.
I'm surprised he's a hummus boy. So, and I always go, I'll have a hummus sandwich. And then they go... Do you want mayo and mustard on that? It always gets me mad. Whoa, right? No, man.
More sauces.
You gotta break
More
the
sauces?
You gotta break the rhythm. And no, I'm not putting mustard
on my hummus.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, which one's your kid? Oh my gosh, I love coming to these T-ball games. It's
oh
so
yeah,
cute.
Me too.
Sorry, my hummus boy is up to the plate.
Oh, you got a hummus boy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, hummus boy! You got it. Wait for the good pitches. Well, it's on a tee, so just hit it when
that's
you feel
a,
right.
That's a fun joke.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use that on my kid, if you don't mind.
That's cute.
That's really cute. You got a little hummus boy.
Yeah, I got a little hummus boy.
When did that start? When did you find out? You must be so proud.
Oh, so proud. Well, you know, as soon as we switched him to solid foods, we tried all the basic, you know, pureed vegetables. Mm. And it was so funny. I was eating hummus. And when I looked away for 1 second, I looked back. He had just a mouthful of hummus. So ever since then,
That's
we legally
know.
Changed his name to Hummus
He's
Boy.
He's a little hummus boy.
He's
yeah.
a little hummus boy. What do you got out there?
Slawson.
Oh, what's that?
It's a son who's into slaw.
Oh, sure.
It was surprising. I wasn't – when I thought I was going to be a dad, I never thought I'd have a Slawson.
You didn't picture a Slawson?
I didn't, but now that I have one, it enriches my life.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sure. Yeah, because it's like you
– Excuse me. All right. That's my boy pitching. That's my pastrami hammy.
Oh, wow.
What was the second half of that? A
pastrami hammy.
A pastrami hammy.
When you put pastrami and ham on a sandwich, you put a little onion – In between that, I like to put a little mozzarella in there and heat it up a little bit, just get the grease going. What? Yeah, that's my boy.
What a complicated son you have.
Oh my gosh, and he's pitching a T-ball, so he is a real pastrami ham. He's really kind of a rule breaker. Oh, that's sweet. How old was he? Was he when he showed his pastrami needs?
Well, like a lot of parents, I let it be the choice of the kid.
Sure.
You know, are you going to pick the ball or the sword scenario?
Sure.
So I take all my children, I have five, When they come of age, when they have teeth and ready to eat meat.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone knows a child has come of age when they have teeth.
There's different ages to come of.
Of many ages.
You come of this age, you come of that age.
In my family, you come of age when you have a cabbage preference.
Yes, you know, and we're dipping sins, so we're really, like, the hummus is in line, but we are more of a sauce family. Sure. My name's Mustard. I married a mayo.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, wait. You married Jim Mayo?
Yeah, Jim Mayo.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you go to high school with Jim Mayo?
Yes,
and now we have a
We played in high school jazz band together.
Cute.
I was in a three-way with Jim Mayo, come to think of it.
That does not surprise me.
Let's talk some more about that.
I was just reminiscing this weekend about I had this roller kneeboard when I was a kid. Like, you mean like, you know, like kneeboarding behind a boat where you get like strapped in, sure. You know what I mean? So it's like similar thing. You were no strap. You just were on your knees and it was on wheels and it had little handles. So you just like kick back on your knees. And I was in kindergarten, hit a crack, went flying and like really scraped up the whole side of my face. Mm-hmm. And so
never recovered.
Well, yeah, I'm still, if you see me.
Oh, we know.
I go, ow, every couple of minutes, ow. And I touch this gaping gash on my face. But I played the rest of that T-ball season. They put me in the outfield because everyone was afraid that a ball would hit it, I guess, and reopen and make it worse. So I just like
the scrape on your face.
Well, it was sort of an intense open wound, and I think they were afraid, like they really wanted to heal.
Sure,
it's a big thing of like
they put you in the outfield for safety
because of having like a face scrape.
I am assistant coaching basketball right now.
I have
assistant coached T-ball with as Sydney goes through all the team sports. What you'll see every, like, let's say there's 15 kids on a team.
There's 15 kids on a team.
You don't have to literally say it, Zach. That means, careful. For example.
Go ahead. Careful.
There's always like two or three kids who love the sport. They're totally, they want to be there. They watch it on TV. And they're good. And they may not even be athletic, but they love it. They know the rules. They're in there. And it's rarely more than three. It's usually two or three kids.
And the other 13.
Well, then I'd say about eight of them are just regular kids who are like, they're trying and they're gung-ho. And they're going to try their hardest, and they may get bored, or like Sydney. That's what my daughter is, and she's going to. When she's up at bat, she's having fun, but when she's on the outfield, she may rather pick some grass or something.
Oh, yeah. Everyone, come take a knee real quick. Everyone, get in here. Listen, there's only five of us on the court out there, and I'm going to be real honest. It feels like four of you. Your heart is maybe not in it.
Okay,
maybe you don't feel. Like, you're a Goleta gull, and we're representing for the entire city of Goleta here. We got gull pride, and we're trying to sink some buckets from behind the paint.
Okay.
We're trying to bust the threes. We're trying to drive hard in the lane, and I feel like I'm out here on the court with people who, frankly, would rather be doing Fortnite dances, which it seems like is what we're doing a lot of the time.
Well, Trevor, listen, I didn't know kids could call huddles, first of all. So, like, I'm impressed with your confidence. You're very assured for your age. But I like basketball. I just never played it before 5 weeks ago when we started. And sometimes, because I'm, like, I'm tired of running for a second.
Sure.
And I take a little break because I just need a little break.
Sure.
Because I didn't know it'd be so much running.
Katie? We all need breaks.
Okay, so then I'm taking a little break, and then everyone's already on the other side of the court, so I just think, okay, maybe I'll just wait till they get back to this side of the court, because at this point, maybe I'll just wait, and then we'll end that waiting.
And this side of the court's more fun.
This side of the court's more fun, because it's, like, near where my mom is, and then I think, well,
that's not what I think it's more fun.
Oh, because we make baskets?
That you guys think part of
the popcorn machine.
Oh, there's a popcorn machine over here, and it smells really good, but then I get here, and I'm waiting, because I'm just like, well, maybe I'll just wait, because then in that good, because then I'm already here, okay, okay, but in that time where I have just a couple seconds, I just want to practice some of my Fortnite dances because I'm trying really hard because my cousin taught me the one with my leg, but I can't do it very good. And I just think, like, if I just take one more second to just practice this
Katie,
dance.
Katie, I got
to
stop you.
No,
Katie,
but Trevor,
Katie,
but then
Katie,
if I make a basket, if I make a basket, then I can do the Fortnite dance and
well,
I don't want to trip.
All right, timeout number two. Thank you. Keep it rolling. Yes, Katie, please finish, but please get to your point. Yes, you want to be able to do the Fortnite dance at the celebration
for when
you get it.
If I make a basket, or if you make a basket, like, it's not even just about me. Like, if the team makes, if the goals make a basket, I want to do a Fortnite dance, and so I'm just taking that one second to practice
it. I would love nothing more than for you to get to do a Fortnite dance when I make a basket. The fact is, when I'm down there on offense with me and the ball, and my other four teammates are eating popcorn and doing Fortnite dances on the other side, the likelihood of me making a basket, and therefore you getting to do that Fortnite dance, goes way down. So all I'm saying is,
okay, we all can we just bring this down a notch? You know, we're in the middle of a timeout.
Yeah,
the whole city's here. But let's just bring it down a notch.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I want to ride on the point that Katie was saying that she just started playing basketball 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's new.
That same story for me.
Yeah, Brian gets it.
And I still have never watched a basketball game
me
that
neither.
I wasn't in, including being on the sidelines.
I would argue that you haven't watched the basketball games you are in because you do have a Nintendo Switch in your hands currently and you are playing it right now.
Not right now. During the game I was.
Trevor,
but
he's
not right now.
And honestly, like...
Now I am.
Now he's playing. Oh, cool. Oh, good. Nice. Good one. Wait, good one.
Hey, what game
are
is that?
Are you guys gonna...
No, use the third one. Yeah.
All right.
Keep
that's your last
keep
one.
It rolling.
You may need that. It's a tight game.
Is it?
Yeah, because the other side's doing the same thing, Trevor. There's only one kid on their court.
Yeah, there's the same.
Okay, and huddle up, everyone. Listen, we're real close to winning this thing.
Oh, we are? Nice.
Listen, I need
wait, hang on. Look, can you watch me floss for a second? Yeah. Am I doing it right? I feel like my hips are weird. My cousin was trying to teach me, and I couldn't get it, and then my cousin had to go back to Montana. That's where my cousin lives.
Oh, yeah? What part of Montana?
Bozeman.
I've never heard of Bozeman. Where is that?
I don't know where it is, but that's where my cousin lives, and my cousin got to come up for
to
a week.
To keep the drama of the scene going, we angle on the scoreboard that says 1-0. We angle back.
Listen, I got fouled and I got that one shot and that was pretty clutch for us. So all we gotta do is play D hard until the end. So like, I want you to think of the flossing Fortnite dance.
Uh-huh.
I want you to do that, but real hard and aggressively in the face
wait,
of whoever has
I
the
wait, can I tell
ball.
You guys one more thing about my cousin just because we were talking about
I
her?
I would love you to.
Okay, so my cousin Carly, this is so crazy. So she's from Bozeman and we live in Goleta.
She was here. Why, you brought her here, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you met her.
She was cute.
Yeah, she's cool and she's like a couple years older. They, my aunt and uncle who live in Montana also, duh, they live in the same house.
Duh.
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 No. Duh. 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 Times a million.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to call another time?
Yeah. Keep me rolling. She got to fly. Okay, so my whole family came out for the Christmas from Montana. But then my aunt and uncle, they had to go back to work in Montana where they live, duh. And Carly, because her school didn't start till like one more week after our school started, she got to stay here and she flew on the plane by herself.
Wait.
Back to Montana, she flew on the plane by herself.
Wait.
We cut up to the crowd up in the crowd. What the hell's going on down there? They've just cut both teams keep. It's
I don't
only
know.
1-0 a minute into the first half,
I
and
keep,
they've used all their timeouts.
And the kids are calling it, not the coaches. I don't want to get in their faces because I'm so happy that the coaches are volunteering their time. So
I don't want to be that parent.
I don't want to be that parent.
If I know my son, here's his strategy. Score one goal and then run a hard D for the rest of the game. One basket, sorry,
it's
not
okay.
A goal. All of my girls play soccer.
I know us too. This is our first time doing basketball.
How do they?
I watched one game.
I watched one game and it was the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, that's the game.
That's the game, right?
That's the game I watched, I think, too. Which is weird because I haven't seen anyone sink a seemingly impossible shot from the back of the
and
other
I
side.
And I keep asking Katie when she comes home, when can you spin it on your finger? And she's like, I don't know. All we did was run sprints, so I'm at a loss. And I don't want to go ask.
Well, I've been working with my son on the pretending to be pregnant by putting the ball in
That's
your
fun.
Shirt.
That's
He's
a good
very,
one.
Very, very good
to
at
practice
it.
That. And you do have to practice that.
Because you don't want the ball to be poking out, because I think then
if it ruins the illusion.
If the other team sees it, they can point at the ball and say, no, that's a basketball, and then you have to give it to them.
We go back to the first kid. Wait, and also, Trevor, I have a question.
Yeah,
do you think it matters that, like, if I get to do a Fortnite dance, if you make the basket, what if I can only dab? Do we even care? Is that even good?
We don't dab anymore. Dabbing is past
it.
Let's talk some more about that.
What is a Fortnite dance?
Oh.
Is it from the video game?
Yeah, you can upgrade, and that's where flossing came.
Flossing
got big on
Fortnite.
The backpack kid did it first, right?
Yes.
And then it became a dance. And then there's another one where
hold on.
Okay.
I want to fact check some of these references. So the backpack kid invented the dance, or he just popularized
that
it?
That I don't know.
I think he popularized it.
I bet a band made it. I bet some female singer did it first. I bet Beyonce did it.
I would be shocked if Beyonce was patient zero for flossing.
Oh, it's called flossing. That's right.
Yeah. So there are now other ones. So, you know,
so it became an avatar or whatever.
Invented by Russell Horning, better known as Backpack Kid.
He did it with Katy Perry. And then now you can make your Fortnite characters do it. But there are also other dances they can do. So there's like the other one where you kick and you put your arm in like a hammer.
I love that one. Yeah. I don't know what it's called.
My nephew can do that.
Yeah. And
that one is also
Can you do it?
Not really. I don't think I have it in the pocket.
Bryant tried to teach me because he can do it, and I kind of learned it.
Can you do it, Dalton? It looks like you want to say something.
Wait.
Do you ever play Fortnite?
I played a little bit a year or two ago, and it's really very fun, but I couldn't keep up with it.
Keep up with it. So what are you – you have a lot of time during the day?
Sometimes.
So, what
salary, baby.
What do you play these days?
Mostly.
You big gamer? You big gamer?
I mostly do online Pokemon battling. That's my thing.
Hell yeah, Sword or Shield.
Pokemon Showdown simulators.
Oh my gosh, you're into some end game stuff.
Yeah.
I love this because I barely know what he's talking about.
Me neither.
We've been down this road before.
Pokemon is a game that is. Because it's been coming out for so long, there's like very young people into it, and then there's people that have been playing it for the last 20 years. So there is like a hyper competitive world at the top of it where people do all sorts of crazy like stuff that takes a very long time to do to get like the perfect team to then fight other teams. It's just like any competitive video game.
And behind you, there's a bunch of Fortnite dances.
fresh.
Ooh. It's
always a celebration dance.
Yeah, it's when you do something good.
Yeah, usually.
What if these avatars can do dances that a human body is not capable of, and it's going to start hurting human bodies?
I think that's a very real possibility. I have a very unrelatable story that made me think of. Should I tell it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so when I was in acting school and we did a whole quarter on movement and where we had to like go to class in our unitards every day.
I'm waiting for this class to become unrelatable.
I know, sorry. It's relatable to you. part of the movement class was we had to emulate Rodin sculptures. So the like French artist who sculpted like,
the
sculptures.
Thinker.
Yeah. The thinker. Great.
Hey, Brett.
Brett?
Yeah.
Hey, great job.
Thank you.
I was like, there's this one where they're in a group of three, but the thinker is the definitely most famous one. So you had to come in and you had to like hold in perfect stillness these Rodin sculptures. Mm-hmm. And it was about like being engaged with every part of your body. And then at the end, and we would be like screaming in pain because they would have us hold it for a really long time. At the end, the teacher was like, and the thing about this is it's physically impossible because Rodin elongated limbs to get like the shape, like that was part of his.
So what's your point?
Exactly, Matt. What was the point? We just held these really hard sculpture poses. I don't know, because they're like, acting school should be hard sometimes.
Welcome to my movement class! Where we're going to learn movement through stillness.
I hear he's the best.
And tweaking our bodies into impossible positions.
I hear he's the best.
To develop
self. Why would we want to be in an impossible
possibly. I don't know, so that we can.
Okay, I'm seeing a lot of questions in the back.
Unnatural. Sorry.
Now is the brief talking time before the movement time begins.
I'm sorry. I guess I do have a question.
Yes, your name?
My name's Matt.
Now say it in a way that brings fury.
Fury?
Connect with fury. Say your name in a way that brings fury.
Matt.
Very good, Matt. Yes, what is your question?
Matt, I hear he's the best.
It's just that, I don't know, I come from a training of being very naturalistic.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be natural and grounded in your acting, why would you put your body in unnatural positions?
Because the world is chaos, Matt! Every day the world will throw impossible challenges at you. You, a millennium, buy a house. Impossible. Yet you will still try. And this is the way of life. This is how to be an actor. It says to connect with both the things in this world that are possible and impossible. Okay. Yes, I'm seeing a question over here.
I have a question.
What is your name?
Jessica.
Yes, Jessica. Say your name in a way that brings sorrow.
Oh. Jessica.
Jessica, that's just so good.
Oh, thank you.
Very
wow.
good.
Yeah, I guess just to piggyback off of what Matt was saying.
Yes, on the back of a pig. What is it?
I could just piggyback really quick. I feel like I understand what he's saying because, like, don't we want our characters to feel like they're real?
Right.
And right now our warm-up has been, you know, like, hold yourself like you're an octopus and I don't have that many limbs. And it really also started to hurt me. It was like sort of pinching my little traps. My traps were sore.
I will go through what I am identifying as the three parts of your question.
Oh, wow.
Part one, be an octopus when you are not an octopus. How can you do this? You're right, you cannot. Every day this world will ask you to be someone who you cannot be.
But you know what? Let's just on that. We'll never have an audition to be an octopus.
I'll never have.
And even if it is, it'll be a cartoon. Oh, yeah? And I won't be the actual body of the octopus.
Have you heard of the musical? Disney's musical? The Littlest Mermaid?
The Little Mermaid.
The Small Mermaid when it's under the sea?
Yeah, what is it under the sea? Animated.
Let me pull up the... No, the musical is a live action on the Broadway. Let me pull up the casting call. Circa 2012. Here we look for it. Seeking.
But wait a minute. She's
gender
that's
open.
A giant.
Ethnicities open.
She's a sea
You have
witch.
Asked a question.
She's a sea witch.
This is not the part of Ursula. This is a different part.
Oh.
The chorus member playing the octopus. Ethnicity open? Age open? 2 years jazz tap required to play this octopus.
Okay,
right, well. But that's I recognize that style of puppetry. That's the same designer that did The Lion King. That's,
yes.
Julie Taymor.
This is Julie Taymor, yeah. Famous for irrevocably damaging the actors who played
Spider-Man.
In The Lion King and Spider-Man, yes, but Lion King, they had to walk as a giraffe and they had the stilts and doing this 8 nights a week hurt their bodies and they sued her and they won.
So I don't want to do that, I guess. I think maybe that.
So perhaps to see it.
That sounds like a cautionary tale, what you just said.
Yeah, Julie Taymor is very dangerous.
Maybe I shouldn't be an octopus.
And is that what you learned from this exercise, Jessica? Who brings sorrow? That is fine.
What roles have you played? Like, if I am IMDb, what have you played
have
that
played
you have had to do this?
I have played the cat wearing a hat on Susical. I have played the fiddler up on the topmost part of the building.
No, you think that's a big part, but it's not.
It's not as big part. I was young when I played that.
What are you saying? It's hard to balance on the roof?
I'm saying he only shows up at the very beginning and the very end
you
of the
think,
play.
Oh, that must be a big part because it's titular, but it's not.
Right. I have played... In a sort of melange of those two, the cat on the hot tin roof in the play, cat on a hot tin roof, often not portrayed by a person in the play,
yeah,
but in this one
think,
I have done it.
I don't think it's on at all.
It's the first originated role of the cat on the hot tin roof.
Were you the nutcracker in Nutcracker?
No, I was the rat king, believe it or not.
You know, it's actually the mouse king.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's actually the mouse king.
Is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound as good.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying it's actually the mouse.
What are you
saying?
Saying
you're wrong.
I'm just saying you're wrong. I think.
How sure are you?
Very
this would
sure.
This be easy to look
it's
up.
It's a common, I think it's like one of those Berenstain
but
Bears.
What
things?
About the sort of underground sewer legend of the rat who gets tangled with the other rat and becomes a multi-headed rat, much like my costume in The Nutcracker where I played, I believe, the Rat King.
Oh, that
you're saying
terrifying.
That I was, in fact, the Mouse King?
Yeah, I think you're.
Well, then I must update my resume because it says Rat King.
We'll be right back.
Let's talk some more about that.
We got distracted by fact-checking this.
The Mouse King, also known as the Rat King in some versions.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you're right. The first listing is the Mouse King.
Yeah, I did some holiday-themed bar trivia, and this one really got me.
Oh, no.
An actual Rat King is a thing, though.
Yeah,
right?
That's a when thing. In the subway where the rats get tangled.
Is it a thing or is it an urban legend?
It's a real thing.
What do you
it's
mean very tangled? Disgusting.
Rats, their tails,
they get like born
actual
in a,
knots.
They get born in a nest, like baby rats.
And they're like almost like Siamese twins, but like a huge nest of them.
Mm. Matt's going to puke.
That's gross. That's why I never do orgies.
That's why? Because you're worried that your leg will get stuck to someone for forever?
I'm afraid my long dick will get tangled up.
Oh, see, yes. Matt, I have some advice for you.
What?
Go ahead. Careful.
Careful.
Go ahead.
Careful.
Careful.
Says a lot about me. My first concern wasn't that my long, long dick would get tied up with someone else.
Oh, I didn't finish on that sports thing. And then there's other kids who are just like, just fucking clueless. Like, there's two kids on every team who are just like, they don't understand what sports are.
You're starting from such a place of zero.
Well, like Sydney the other day, I realized halfway through the game, she didn't know a whistle meant to stop play. And she was still going after the whistle, and it was just making this referee mad. And he literally called up the coach the next day and said, you guys have to listen to the whistle. But she's never watched a game, and she's not interested.
Yeah.
When I'm like, Sydney, can watch the game? No, I don't want to. And it's like, what, am I going to force her?
Yeah. That's so funny. You forget, like, how much information has to get conveyed.
Oh, yeah. And she started on – I signed her up for a team that was too old for her because they misinformed me. So she was playing – she's six.
She's playing for the Sparks.
She was playing with 7 and 8-year-olds, and she's six. And they all were more advanced. And the coach was not educating because I told him, like, you know, I think I should just not do this and take her to another league. He's like, no, 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 it'll be okay. But right away, she knew what offense meant. She knew what defense meant. She knew what guard. It's just all these simple things you assume. Guard that guy.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what that means, someone's yelling at you.
It means nothing.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Aww.
It is crazy to take for granted, like, all of the – to even conceptually understand sports, like, there's just a lot involved that applies to all sports, but before you know any of it, you don't. So it's like,
yeah,
we're trying to get more
points. What has hit you as an adult? Like even you guys saying Fortnite dance, I was like, every time I hear some or TikTok or something where you're like, uh-oh, I'm behind somehow. I'm out of it.
I heard a mention of and I'm a person who's like fairly into video games, but there is a subgenre of video games called, what are they called? Chess simulators. They're not, it's not actually about chess. It was like the whole.
I just immediately looked at Dalton and I was like, you know?
No, this is like.
I would not look at Dalton.
I truly, now I'm not even sure that I'm saying it right, but there is like this sub ultra competitive genre of like indie started video games that then exploded into these other things that I just am not even clearly not even confident about what it is enough to be able to tell you what it is for sure.
Video games are a giant area where I just go, yeah, no.
That's a blind spot for
you. That's a big blind spot. TikTok,
that seems up your alley.
TikTok?
Yeah.
I just feel like
making songs.
I don't want to add a thing. You know, I don't want to add a thing where I'm on my phone.
Oh.
I'm
trying to take things away.
Why don't you take one away?
Yeah. But I like Instagram.
Are you on Twitter?
Not really. Like, I am, but I basically only just say, like, the latest podcast episode, and I don't look at the feed.
You gotta give up your Snapchat habit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, just to correct. It's called auto chess. An auto battler known as auto chess, a subgenre of strategy video games that features chess-like elements on a grid. You fight the opposing team without any direct input from the player. Okay.
But you can do this with like League of Legends. Like, can you do it as within games?
I wish I could tell you. Yes. So auto chess is like you basically, I guess, input stuff and then let it go.
Hey, man, I can see you're excited about this, but I don't know, it's Saturday, and I think let's just go hit some bars because I don't think you understand it, and I can't even wrap my head.
No, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool.
But it doesn't even seem like you've played it, have you?
No, I heard of it, and it seems. Hey,
bro,
Carrie, it seems dope as hell.
Can we at least get some beers?
Yeah, we're all trying to we're trying to get out, meet some people, and I think you were like, hey, guys, come out with me. I just broke up with Cassandra. I need to
when you said let's play, I have a chess game. Didn't you think he's being sarcastic?
Yes. I was like, I thought, oh, he's like, that, yeah, let's play chess. I was like, ha ha, let's macrame. I thought we were making funny, hilarious jokes.
And then we get here it's not chess.
It's this thing, but I don't really get it.
Yeah, no, I don't get it either, but I have
to. Is it like a race car auto? Is that what you mean? That sounds fun.
I think automatic.
Okay.
So it's listen, terrible. We're going to play chess, but we don't have to play chess because the chess plays itself, and also it's not chess.
Well, let's just leave it here playing itself and let's go to a bar.
Yeah, man, let's go to a bar.
And it can play while we're gone.
We'll try to get you to meet a new girl.
Okay. That's what you need.
Okay.
Is
okay.
Some chess.
Oh!
You need tits?
My guy!
You need boobs?
My guy!
Yeah, you're not going to find that in auto chess.
Okay. My guy!
All right,
I was a little too aggro about that.
You go a little too crazy.
I'm sorry, a little too much.
You guys are
breast fun.
You guys are right. You guys are right.
Yeah, let's go. We cut to the bar, and the other guys have met some ladies, and he's gonna try flirting for the first time.
How's it gone?
Oh, it's really funny. Your friends were just telling us about how you guys all met at a summer camp, and you're still friends. That's so cute.
Yeah,
They were saying that you did this whole talent show.
You played auto chess?
What?
Have you played auto chess?
I don't know what that is.
It's chess, but it plays itself, and also it's not chess.
I don't know what that is.
Is it on a board game?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Because you're... Hey, this is the one you were talking about who's really cool and nice? Yeah, no, seriously, he is. Just, hey, Troy.
Yeah.
We set you up. Really? Hey, we talked you up. We told the cute camp story that girls love.
She's nothing like Cassandra, and that's good. Broke my heart.
Yeah, man. Right. We're just like.
It's 45 minutes later, and they're all in the parking lot. And okay, they're going to go back to. They said they want to go back to your place.
Come on, man. All right, be cool.
I got some beers from the 7-Eleven next door. Let's go.
So I called a car, and I think I couldn't get one that has enough room for all of us. So did you want to maybe just get a car, you and me, and we'll follow them?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's
just I couldn't get an XL, so I'm just like,
you know, it's so hard.
And there's six of us, and so that's like,
what are you doing?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Get two?
Two?
No, you got two. Isn't it crazy how you can just call a car and it will show up?
Yeah,
you don't even drive the car. It's a lot like a sort of a chess game that plays itself. It's automatically. Never mind. Hey, never mind.
What'd you say?
Never mind.
What?
Let's get in this car. Never mind.
Okay. Hi, how's your night going?
Excuse me?
How's your night going?
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's a long drive back to his house, and on the freeway there's construction unexpectedly, so it's taking at night you think I'm gonna get back to my house real quick, but then they do construction at night.
It's so crazy, at night I think I'm just gonna get back to my house, but then it's so crazy they do construction and you end up sitting in traffic at 1:30 in the morning.
The whole point of going around places late is there's no traffic. Right? You can get anywhere.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having to work this?
Hey, you guys play auto chess?
What?
I don't know. It's just this thing I just started playing auto chess. It's kind of all the rage right now with a lot of the Uber drivers.
Okay, really?
Those Lyft fuckers. What?
You play it. You play auto chess.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing for a couple of weeks now. It's like a video game. And it's like chess.
But not chess.
But it's not chess at all.
And you don't play it. It plays itself.
Yeah, it plays itself because I'm not a chess guy and I don't like chess. But this auto chess, it plays itself.
Okay, is part of it that you don't understand it? Is that the thing?
No.
It definitely is for me, but I don't know if it is for the game. Does that make sense? You're so pretty.
Thank you.
And I'm. I gotta be.
Looks
totally,
like there's been a shooting up there on the highway.
Oh my gosh, that's horrible.
We're gonna be here for hours.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's horrific.
Can I be really honest with you?
Yes.
I would love to be friends with you. I just got out of a relationship. Oh. I'm even fine to see where this goes. I just need to take it slow.
Oh,
for me.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of just thinking about, you know, one foot in front of another.
We yes, just met yes, each yes, other. Yes. I'm sorry. That's probably me I'm just not like spinning.
Trying. I'm trying to find Auto Chess trailer here on my phone.
Could you please? I need clarity on this.
You know what? I don't think that it's really, let's just be in this car.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And just, I'll probably never see you again.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
And I'll probably never see you again.
Yeah, I mean, the odds of getting the same Uber driver twice.
It's never happened to me.
Here it is. I think it's self-explanatory. This is top bill for 2020 nights are dead, Claytano. Auto Chess Mobile 194.
Oh, no, dragon, you stupid dragon.
This is a friend of
mine. My own dragon. Imagine your own dragon. Hey, guys, this month I'm giving away a PlayStation 4.
He's fucking nuts, man. He's this rich kid. I know. He's just giving away his PlayStation.
They would have just added the dragons.
Who, Claytano?
Yeah, Claytano.
This looks like actual chess. I thought you told me it wasn't chess.
No. It looks like chess, but it's not.
Wait, it really looks like chess, you guys. I actually think it's chess.
There's no owl in a top hat with chess.
Yeah, but they're serving the same purposes like a rook. Look, he's choosing those guys to be pawns. It's a chessboard.
Hey, you want to get out of my fucking car?
It's not
chess at all.
It really looks like chess.
Get out of my car.
It really looks like chess. And Umbra's going against a whisper seal.
Maybe I just lock for this now.
Yeah, I think you should lock bro. For that. You should lock for this, bro.
Here, let's go to the end of this video. I want to see what happens after you watch this video for 30 minutes. Guys, where does humanity come from that we'll watch a 35-minute video of some dude playing auto chess?
Okay.
And listen to him?
There are some video games that I would rather watch people play that than some sports.
For real?
Yeah, there are some sports that I'm just absolutely uninterested to watch.
I don't know if I'd ever want to watch someone play a video game ever. You like watch them and go, oh, nice move.
No, dragon, you stupid dragon.
No, we got back to the...
Wow.
Imagine your own dragon.
Imagine your own... Is this
Imagine Dragons!
Hey, man, thanks for calling this band meeting, but we weren't there when you imagined dragons, so...
Guys, trust me. The name of our band is going to be Imagine Dragons.
We're happy to just be your band, man. Yeah. You're
Jeffrey
also
Lewis and the Junker, we agree. Imagine Dragons will never work.
To me, Imagine Dragons.
It sounds stupid.
No, it's good.
Understands what type of music is when you say Imagine Dragons.
Listen. Okay, you're going to a rock club.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, I want to be having a great time, partying with my friends.
Man, this is never going to work. He's going to ruin it.
Look at me. So hard. No, look at me with all of your eyes.
Wait.
All of them.
Last week it was like, let's be War on Drugs. I'm like, no, it's another stupid fucking name.
That name will never take off.
Guys, think about it. Imagine Dragons.
I am, and it doesn't mean anything.
No, hold on. Just hang on. Be careful. Wait.
Go ahead.
Take a deep breath. And now, Imagine Dragons.
I am, and it's nothing. We cut back to the Subway place. Like, listen, I put some acid in that sandwich.
Why?
I wanted him to have anything that he liked.
Oh, you're right.
This one is good. Does this, I can eat all of this?
Yep.
This is all mine?
It's a microdose. He's just kind of flipping out.
All I feel like I ate it
People
twice.
Do this and go to work.
Is it still here?
Yeah, man. You're eating your tuna sandwich with buffalo sauce.
And Caesar dressing.
On
the wheat tortilla wrap.
Yep.
Let's get crazy.
Okay.
Let's dip it in a soup. What soups you got? What soups we got?
Broccoli cheddar and a broth.
Mix them together for me.
Okay.
If you have to charge me for two soups, that's fine.
And suddenly we see this guy is just a character on a auto chess board. And auto chess is how you strategize ordering soups and different foods over the counter.
Oh, man, my Jeffrey Lewis is spinning out. Come on, man. You're supposed to run the play that makes me figure out which soup to get. Can you imagine your own Jeffrey Lewis spinning out? Come on. on, man. Hey,
listen, some of us are new to auto chess and just like, we're sorry if we don't understand the rules 100%.
Yeah. It's a simulator that makes you able to more effectively choose your lunch choices. So you can create your own avatars and you can upgrade skins for decisiveness and spontaneity. And then you play against an algorithm that gives you as many lunch options in your area. You can put in a mile radius for how much you're willing to drive. Sure. And you play against that algorithm and your players can level up to get better at choosing your lunch for you. But right now, my freaking Jeffrey Lewis is turned into a Jerry Lewis, a freaking fool in the corner.
De-evolution,
bumbling over which kind of soup I want. Mixing broccoli cheddar with a broth? My own Jeffrey Lewis?
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
This has been Improv for Humans. Holy shit, we brought it all the way around. Of course, the off books can do that. That's what you guys are called, right?
The off books.
That's what we're called.
That was great, guys. That was a lot of fun.
Thanks, oh, gosh.
Matt. I got in a slam at Imagine Dragons. I do indeed not like that place. That was fun.
Matt.
And they probably do win the rock category at the Grammys, don't they?
Matt.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons.
No, I won't. I refuse to. Don't tell me what to do.
Go ahead.
In your name.
Go ahead. Be careful. Imagine Dragons.
What a blast.
So, guys, are you on tour? You always seem to be. What do you want to plug here?
Yeah, we got some Pacific Northwest dates coming up. We're going to be in Portland on the 20th, Vancouver on the 22nd, and Seattle on the 23rd.
Seattle on the 23rd. This is our exclusive announcement of that show.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can always get our live dates at thezackandthejess.com/live.
Seattle, we're still finalizing the link with the theater, so that one may not be up there yet, but it will be very soon, so just check back.
And listen off book.
Listen off book, the improvised musical podcast.
Breaking news. Some breaking news here about their dates. That's awesome. We're going to have a special. I don't even know if I've told Brett this or alerted him.
Brett, are you ready?
This is breaking news. You know John Snodgrass of Drag the River, guest of I4H. Do you know the band Bad Cop, Bad Cop?
I don't.
It's a punk band, all female. But two of the women from that and John from Drag the River are going to do a show at the Inner Sanctum with Improv for Humans. Oh. That's in March. And you can go to mattbesser.com. I can't remember the date offhand, but go to mattbesser.com and it'll link you a ticket from there. I want to see all the LA humans at that show. And humans, please rate my Amazon. Josh, have you rated my Amazon special? Is it hard to rate a special? I got to be honest. I've never rated anything. I'm asking people to. But if you're, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go rate some CDs I bought. I guess what I want is a review too, like a good. How about this? Give them a reason. Someone else has done something like this. If you, what's something to put in the review that then we can use here?
You know, like a suggestion.
Like a suggestion?
Yeah.
They already can do that. I'm trying to be. How about you go? Since it's pot humor, you go put your. Okay, here it is. Here's the contest.
Careful. Okay.
Careful. Go ahead. Here's the contest. You put my favorite strain in the review. My favorite strain of marijuana in the review. It's a semi-popular strain. It's out there. It's not a crazy obscure one. It's nationwide. And I'll write it down here today. I'll write it on the table. If you guess that, we'll send you a care package with every piece of Improv for Human merch in it.
That's nice.
What a great wow.
Yes, yeah,
that's
good.
Fun, right?
That's fun.
Yeah. Off so go. So it can be. We'll monitor the Apple reviews and the Amazon reviews. What else has reviews? Amazon, Apple,
Spotify.
I guess I am on Spotify.
I don't know if Spotify has reviews. I'm not confident that it does.
Is that the only one? What about... I'm on like 7 different things. Anyway, we'll check out the Amazon and the Apple one. Most people are on one of those, right? Yeah. At some point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll check out those and you put my strain in there. That's fun, man. That's kind of fun. And I might drop clues as we go along.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to read it when you write it in the table.
Oh, you motherfucking, you give it away?
No, no.
He puts it on Instagram.
Never. Right away. I love a game. I love a chase.
Let the games begin.
Woohoo!
Keep being human.
Be a good human. Order Matt Besser stand-up special. Pot humor. Go to mattbesser.com to order now. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Follow Matt Besser on Twitter to submit your suggestions. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.